I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. It is way too cold. Way too cold. It's 46, feels like 10 below. We are here for the next 3 hours. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, Newstalk 830 WCCO. Jason DeRussia comes up. In 30 minutes, Chris Riemann-Schneider on a variety of musical topics, including the Stones coming, vaccine mandates, and also we're going to talk Mohammed Noor and the sentencing, which Adam just mentioned right there at the top, because it's clearly the top news story of the day. So we're going to talk about it a couple times, including with Rick Petrie. Adam, you had Rick on a number of times for Mitchell Hamlin, right? Tell me about him a little bit.
Yeah, super nice guy. He works in the diversity department at William Mitchell. And I had him on during the Chauvin trial with those videos that we were doing. Very unique perspective, including it was very touching because, of course, if you remember the trial, the killing of Dante Wright happened during the Derek Chauvin trial.
Right.
And I had Rick on the day after that happened, and he was very emotional discussing, you know, here we are, you know, discussing the legal ins and outs of the Derek Chauvin case and another shooting that shouldn't have happened took place just a few miles away. And he was very, very emotional talking about that and being a black man in America, and certainly a side of things that I cannot relate to. So he was very informative in that aspect.
So I'm looking forward to that conversation. Some might say, where's Joe? As I'm still dealing with the last effects of this cough and cold, I'm thoroughly enjoying it, by the way. Joe's in trial. Dan, we plan on sanctioning Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
Our guy, Joe Friedberg. Who is he to do his job?
I mean, seriously.
We're
going to have to cut his pay something, I don't know, at least 50%.
Dramatically.
Yeah.
Dramatically. 100%. Of course, he doesn't get paid a dime.
What is that?
So Rick will be excellent. Quick headline for you on the sentence, Adam. For me, it was a little more than I expected.
Yeah, I was surprised that it was on the top end of it. Of course, you know, it was in the guidelines. So
yep.
So that was the sentence. And again, you know, with time served and good behavior, he could be out by May or June of next year. So we'll see.
I get what the judge was saying about the danger involved in it. And I can't quibble with any of the points. I'm just going by the legal experts we've talked to on a regular basis. And people I hear on other radio shows, television shows, in print, I expect it to be a little bit less. But considering the circumstances, I don't have a problem with it. I do not have a problem with it. I have a problem, by the way, just a quick overrated. When you print a number of stories and you're ready to I've read mainly all of them, but then I just want to have the hard copy in front of me because I'm 150. And then I come in here about 11:50 and the toner's done.
Oh.
Toner. Come on. Our toners run out way too fast, Adam.
Way
can you
too
get
fast.
On that? The toner community.
Shake it.
The radio station. When people actually used to work in that building.
Shake it. Take it out and shake it back and forth. You're used to that motion.
Yeah. Oh, God. Honestly.
That is what we've done around here with the cartridges and the printers in the building.
We do here.
You can you can get like another day and a half of worth. Of
well, you do. Using. Yeah, you can. Yeah. I mean, it refreshes easy. It like yeah. squeezing out the.
We do here. WCCO. When we run those promos about how we're trying to provide you the most important information, we're on the cutting edge. We're so cheap, we have to shake the toner to try to get another day out of it. So yeah, we're
not really the only ones doing that.
We are. We're it. We're the only. Business.
Texted. Have you shook the toner lately?
We're your toner shaking leader? Is that
you're, right? You're, I'll tell you
apply
what.
Whatever euphemism you think that
you are
describes.
A prolific toner shaker. There's a reason why you got your. Although, are you out of your own studio now? Are you and Dan Bond?
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, we're in here, so I can hear you off the air when you're. All that crap you say about me, you think I'm not in here?
Not really. I say that to your face. I mean, what are you talking about? What happened to your little studio, your little hiding spot?
I don't know. I just like to be in here. Better lighting, I guess.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Are we headed for a fun winter? Let's just review the last two nights in the local sports scene. Tuesday night at the X, a rivalry that we downplayed, and I'm still staying with that, by the way, but they do get feisty. And Foligno, a little Roman Reigns action, and a comeback not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. One of the dumbest offsides calls, no, it's right call. Dumbest offsides decisions ever by a Jet player. And Erickson X scores twice, and they win in front of a announced sold-out building, but it sounded legit. The Wild might have been the Maestros when they had their attendance streak going. My friend for about 40 years, Billy Robb, was, how can I say that, lying about how many people were in the building. So there was a stretch where the Wild took as much liberty as any team in town on who's actually in the building. But it was festive there. And so the Wild win, they're 3-0. They're on pace, as you declared yesterday, Adam, to never lose a game again. Can you argue with me? They are on pace.
Check the paper today. They're still undefeated.
They may never lose a game. Guess what? They now have competition for another team that right now is on pace to never lose a game again. Your Timberwolves. Let me say this as a caveat. Without a shred of doubt, they played the worst team in the NBA last night. So just factor that in, either none, immensely, maybe by the end of the year, the Houston Rockets are not. It's not even close right now. The Houston Rockets are the worst team in ball. However, if you're a Wolves fan, most of them don't give a damn. And they've earned it. In year 33, let me just repeat this again. In the previous 32 years, my club, 16 years of my life, only left due to the health of my son, they've advanced past the first round one time. I think, Adam, that somehow is not emphasized enough. As a person who was paid a salary for the season, who was then paid per game in the playoffs, trust me, I cared about advancing in the playoffs. I really did. One time in 32 years, they've advanced past the first round. 2004. One time they've made the playoffs since 2004. They have some options now. They have a team led by two guys. It's not a big three. And there were parts of D'Angelo's game that, as usual, drove me nuts last night, but there are parts that make no sense, and then he hit three after three after three. But Anthony Edwards is compelling. If you care at all about sports and you care about basketball, you want the ball to end up in Edwards' hand. And you're expecting something entertaining and interesting to happen. Because we're captivated by the dunk. were probably too captivated by the dunk. But guess what? If you're going to be, he is electric at what he does. His decision-making last night was solid. 6 3-pointers. The charisma is oozing out of the guy. That adds to it. There's nothing wrong if you're Tim Duncan in San Antonio and you win 5 titles and you're as placid as can be. Just adds to it if you're KG. Now, you'd rather have five titles than 0 here in Minnesota, but when there's charm, when there's personality, when there's that wink, it adds to it. Then Karl Towns, co-headline. Very efficient, very smart, and options last night. I'm not listening to any of the defensive talk yet. Stop. Jim Pete, our guest yesterday, 45, not 59-year-old Jim Pete. 45-year-old Jim Peterson could have played extensive minutes on the Rockets last night. That's how bad they are. So they're talking about defense. Let's see it against a team slightly above G League. Offensively, they are going to be entertaining. So I want to pause here. 2 questions to the audience at 651-461-9226. Calls and texts. Are we headed for a fun winter? Because, oh, by the way, Gopher hockey looks pretty damn good. And by the way, we've got how many other teams in the state in the college hockey scene who also are good, if not right now, by the way, better than the Gopher. Gopher basketball, it's going to be a grind. The Loons, they're going to maybe barely make the playoffs because they basically play till winter. But on the two main teams, if you care about winter sports, are we headed for a fun winter? And then this one. Of the young, tantalizing athletes with the major teams in town, who is the best? Who is your favorite? Who is the most compelling of the young players? What will we say, young and under? Are we going to go, what's our cutoff, 28? Carter, you good with that?
Yeah, I think you have to include, make it a little higher for baseball because baseball players skew a little older. So, yeah.
Yep, for sure. Byron Buxton absolutely is eligible for this one. Are we headed for a fun winter? And then among the young, impressive stars, who is the best to you? Who is the most compelling? Let's go. 651-461-9226. Jason DeRussia is about 10 minutes away off back-to-back impressive in different ways wins for the Wild and Wolves. We're talking about Wolves last night. They beat a dreadful team, but if you want to believe in this club, it was just, you had further affirmation in many ways last night. They're not as advanced as the Wild. Wild made the playoffs the year before, had a very good series, 7-game series against one of the top 3 or 4 teams in the league. They made a bunch of changes. I think there was some doubt, probably still is, whether they're as good starting the year as they were finishing last year. Well, they're 3-0, and they had the 4 comebacks to beat the Jets. So now it leads to who is the most compelling young player in town. Who are our candidates, Carter? Let's go this radio station first. Okay.
Yep.
Loyalty. Always. Byron Buxton is the one twin, correct?
Uh-huh. Correct.
Is Joe Ryan there yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Does Karl Towns still count if we said 28 and under?
I don't know. I
feels like because this is year 7.
And he's the elder
statesman. Feels like he doesn't count.
Yeah.
But he's younger than Byron.
Correct. But, again, that's baseball as opposed to basketball. So I think I would not consider him in that conversation, I guess.
Okay.
My man
Anthony
JJ.
Anthony Edwards.
Yep.
Yep, Anthony Edwards. Okay, now let's go to the Vikings. Is JJ the one guy? Or is Delvin now too old?
He might not be too old, but I'm just thinking, you know, when it comes to mind, JJ, we're tight, is the guy. When you think young superstar in the making for the Vikings, that's who comes
Delvin's
to mind.
Delvin's 26.
Yeah.
He's 26.
Yeah, but as an NFL running back, that's, you know, you're getting
50.
Long in the tooth.
Dan, I think if you're 26, it's hard to take you out of young and compelling, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly difficult to take you out of young, although Adam makes a great point that, you know, yeah, in running back years, that's he's getting up there. But I mean, if you want to, you could absolutely argue Dalvin, in my opinion. Absolutely. I wouldn't, but you could.
Carl Towns, by the way, let's just go back for a second. I thought he was 26. He's 25. He's got to count still. He's 25 years old. Has to count. And I know JJ because it's his second year. But you go back, Carter, to Dalvin as example, that Arizona game, when it looked like he was faster than every single person on the field. It looked like a college guy against a high school team or a pro guy against. So I think we still have to count Dalvin myself. Okay, so we got the Vikings. We got the Wolves. We got the Twins. You know, the Lynx, Collier had a disappointing season. Yeah, on the Olympic team, rookie of the year, but she took a step back last year. She might get back in that mix again. But I think the way she played this year, I think she's out. So, Adam Carter, when I think of compelling, it's you can't look away. And some of it is how the sport sets up. So it's Buxton at the plate. It's Buxton chasing the ball. It's Dalvin, the ball's in his hands. It's Jefferson gets a pass. It's Kirill has the puck. It's Edwards or Towns with it. Who is, to your eye, the most compelling young player among the group we have just laid out?
I think predicting we're going to get, and judging by our texts, I think Kirill will be the leader from garnering audience input. But I am going to go. Still, even with his continued health issues, and there are many, I think watching Byron Buxton defensively is still something that is jaw-dropping, and I shake my head every time he gets to a ball that I'm thinking there's no chance he's going to get to. So I still say Byron Buxton.
I think we're going to go 3-for-3 on this, to be honest. I was hoping you weren't going to pick him because I'm with you 100%. Because here's what I would also say. Right now, if they all play at their best, Byron Buxton is the best. Because Byron Buxton, Dan, at his best, is as good as anybody in the game.
Yes.
The other guys can't say that. The other, and Edwards and Jefferson are so young. And Cook, at his best, maybe the second best running back. But when and he's got a huge check mark that Adam laid out about Buxton. But all the time he has missed. But when Buxton is locked in at the plate, when that speed is on display on the bases, and when there is a ball in the air, Edwards in the air, Kirill dancing, you know, Towns cooking, Cook, hey, let's go Cook cooking. I think Byron still is the guy for me.
Can I ask about one potential wild card individual? Being one
Adam
of us.
Adam Carter, rec league hockey.
Thank you. I thought I was going to get overlooked.
Being one of us but not playing in town right now, Paige Beckers, are we potentially including her in this?
If we say out of town, for sure.
Okay.
I've been saying that. I'll say it again. The head coach at UConn has told people he trusts immensely. And I have it from an irrefutable source that he believes Paige Bueckers will be the best pro of all of his players at UConn. And that includes Diana Taurasi and Maya Moore. Mm-hmm. Diana Taurasi is viewed by the smart people in the WNBA as the best player ever. That's how high Gino Taurasi is. So you are 1,000% correct if we branch out. Now, you could do that game with, okay, Suggs is going to play in Orlando. What's Chet Holmgren going to do in Gonzaga? Mm-hmm. So you're right. If you just say Minnesotans, then Paige is absolutely in the mix. And if we do, if we don't include her,
right,
who do you have among our list?
Well, and part of the reason that I thought of Paige, and I will absolutely answer that question, was that word compelling to me means not only in terms of their athletic skill, when and hers is off the chart, but is in their communicative ability, right? Is in their ability to translate their personality through the media, through social media, through however, to people. I think that's a big part of what makes an athlete compelling to me. And in that regard, you know, our list is still right there. But as much as I want to pick Buxton, because you made the perfect point, if he plays at his optimum level and doesn't get hurt, he's one of, if not the very best player in all of baseball. But given the history that we've had right now, if I'm looking at potential of who's going to be most compelling, I'm going with Anthony Edwards. Only because he's got that ability also to translate that personality, and the athletic ability is off the charts. If, you know, if his game keeps improving, you know, he's in the conversation. I mean, he's certainly all-star level, and he's in the conversation for, what, top five, top ten?
It's a heck of a projection. It's a heck of a projection. I mean, right now, if you're going to project top five, top ten, you'd still lean probably Towns a little bit more. Just one thing on Kaprizov, Carter. He is the star they have been waiting for. I don't know if a lot of people around the league outside of here say, at his best, he's going to be a top 10, top 15 player. I don't hear that when I watch the smart NHL folks talking about him. That he's a great player, but is he ever going to get to quite that level? Does that take anything away from him?
Oh, no, I don't think so, because I think that, that, you know, that's supreme talent that makes you leave your seat. You know, there's other factors involved in, you know, the great players year in and year out. But I don't think that diminishes, even if he's not in that conversation maybe now. I don't think that changes anything.
We put it out there on Twitter also. You can chime in through a text. So Twitter at Chad Hartman Show. And let's go with text. Let's get some more going here. 651-461-9226. Jason is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.